What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the No Bad Dogs podcast and my second YouTube channel. I'm Tom Davis. Today, we're going to be talking about something really important, why you shouldn't be rewarding your dog when you're training. / and I know that's controversial, every single time and or using internal and external rewards. Now, if you guys, it doesn't matter if you guys have a puppy, you got a new dog, you're a novice, you're advanced obedience trainer, you're a police dog trainer, you're whatever, it doesn't matter. We're going to talk about some words that I made up for people to understand what's going on with your dog when you're training. I talk about internal rewards and external rewards. I made them up because I didn't know how else to explain it. So if somebody else said this before, I'm sorry that I stole your words, but I didn't. This is how I explained it. I'm moving on. So internal rewards. These are things that you always have with you. These are going to be good boy, pat, tap, etc. Pat on the head, whatever. External rewards, treats, food, ball, tug, etc. Things that you have to bring to the table, right? That's going to be external and internal. So now that we have that defined, here's what I see all my dog owners do, my clients anyway. I say, put your dog into a sit, especially when they're learning sit, they're learning down, they're learning heel, etc. The dog sits and the owners go, oh crap, I'm out of treats. Or, oh crap, do you have my treats? Right? And then they have to bring them over. The dog's like, right? That's a problem, especially when you're teaching new behaviors. Don't forget this thing right here. This thing right here, your lips right here. Don't forget your mouth. You can always, always internally reward your dog. Of course, if they're deaf, but even then, good boy, good girl. Like, of course, I do that all the time. And when I'm training a deaf dog, I actually do talk and I feel silly, but it's just a habit. But you can still give them attention, give them love, give them affection. Dogs do not need the food. That is just a cherry on top. Now, of course, if you guys have followed me for even a day, you know that I use lots of positive reinforcement. And some of that is food, but most of it is going to be internal rewards. Good sit. Yes. Great job, etc. Now, depending on how your marker systems are set up, all those words can mean different things. But for the average dog owner out there, forget I even just said markers and just focus on this. When you're out with your dog and you ask them to heel, and they're next to you and they're walking at your heels and they're doing good, it's nice to have food. It's nice to have a ball, but don't fumble for these things. If your dog is doing what you want, don't miss that very crucial timing that you need. Good heel, nice, good, and then maybe pay him with a piece of food. But I've also seen, even with my own training, I have a South African Mastiff, aka a Borbal, aka a gorilla, aka a rhino, aka a seal, etc. You guys get the point. A lot of times when I'm training with food, especially for heel, and I'm in motion and I'm giving my dog food, he's not the sharpest tool in the shed. He's not a Malinois. He's not my Dutchie, right? Their head is usually right here, and I'm just dropping little morsels of food and they're taking it like an alligator, smooth and seamless. He's not that dog. And a lot of people out there probably have not that dog, right? You have an average dog that's like goofy and awkward and ill-timed and trying to figure life out. Like, what? I'm doing good. Yeah, right. Cool, buddy. But what I find is I'm putting that food down and he's dropping it. So now I'm in this motion where I'm like, good heel. Yes, you're doing good. And I give him a piece of food and it goes dunk. And he's like, oh, it fell. And now that momentum and that what we call capturing, right? We're trying to capture that behavior. We're trying to teach the dog the moment that they're doing the thing, I'm rewarding. So when they're in motion, I much rather go, good heel, good heel. These are dog owners, earmuffs. These are called durational markers. So as the dog is doing good, we might then end with a terminal marker, like yes, and then we pay the dog. Again, okay, dog owners, you can listen now again. So when the dog is in motion, sometimes it's better for the dog's training and positioning to just tell the dog, good, Nice. Yes, we like this. That's telling the dog, hey, you're doing great. Then maybe at the end, you pay the dog, right? You give him food. You literally go scoop a kibble, scoop your treats, your No Bad Dog Nubs. Shout out No Bad Dog Nubs. And you just put it here, and then the dog just eats the food from there. That's totally okay to do. But don't make your training worse by dropping kibble and dropping treats all over the ground, etc. It's the same principles with tug toys and balls. The moment you give it to them, they're kind of like, they're over it, right? And you really shouldn't be paying your dog until after. Dog owners, close your ears. That's called that terminal marker at the end of the session. You'll pay the dog. Really just giving them the icing on the cake. Okay, dog owners, you can. I'm just joking, obviously, when I say this. The reason why I'm saying this is a lot of times when I tour different countries or different states here in the U.S., when I do seminars, dog owners will come out. And then they're like, hey, I'm a mom of three. I have two full-time jobs and we got a dog and they're driving me crazy. Can you please help? I go, yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. And then I'll go through a system with a dog owner that just needs help and a dog that's looking for guidance and direction and leadership. And my job is to kind of mend that gap, right? And then I have a lot of dog trainers who are in the crowd. They're like, Tom, I noticed that you didn't talk about your marker system. And I noticed that you didn't use your verbal cues and blah, blah, blah. And I say, this dog owner has so much on their plate. They do not need or they do not give a shit about a marker system, right? They just want to know, hey, can you help me with my dog? Teach me how. Good, bad, okay. End of story. For the most part. You get a lot of hobbyists out there, but not often. Dog owners out there, they just need help, right? So as we're working through this, it's important because so many dogs in training, that you lose that timing, you lose that capturing. The dog does the thing, finally does the thing, or starting to really catch on. I see that a lot where the dog starts to catch on. Maybe they're sitting consistently three or four times and we're fumbling for food. Or we're asking our partner to, oh, go, you give me, you know. And sometimes I'll help them out and I'll just give them food. Sometimes I'll pay the dog. I'll put treats in their treat pouch. But just remember, your dog doesn't need that piece of food. Your dog just needs you to validate, yes, you've done it.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Good job. The food is the sugar on top. Oftentimes, we miss our timing, we miss our execution on paying the dog in the right position, etc. Because let's say we get a dog who's just learning a new behavior. Let's say sit. We have the leash. They're on our left side. We ask them to sit. They finally put their butt on the ground, and then we turn like this because we're getting food. Or we're getting food here, and then we're doing all this stuff. And as we're doing this, we're dropping food on the ground. Or we turn over here, and the dog gets up, and we turn back. Now the dog's sitting in front of us. So there's a skill to paying a dog with food. Period. Full stop, right? There is a skill to that. Learning how to take... And a lot of people ask me, I don't have any right here, but a lot of people ask me like what I like to use. We have made, and this is, a very organic plug, but we have made No Bad Dog Nubs, which are cubed beef liver. And the cubed beef liver are, I've used beef liver for a lot. I use Stewart's Pro Treats. I've used beef liver training dogs pretty much my entire career because they are the best thing at paying your dog because you can take that one piece of beef liver and you can hold it like this and the dog can nibble at it over and over again. And you can really pay a dog for your entire session with one piece. I also like to use kibble. I have used like freeze-dried, which are really great. And you can use that, and it's totally okay. But you just make sure, like, if you're using kibble, a lot of times that's too small, unless you have a tiny little puppy. But I know my big hippo, rhino, silverback gorilla, if I use kibble for him, he swallows it, and it's like a humpback whale. He doesn't even know that it went down. So he's looking for it, and I'm like, dude, it went down your pipe already. And he doesn't know it, or he's look. It's a whole thing. So So make sure you're also using, if you are using food or at some point, make sure you're using a piece of food that actually is helpful instead of actually pulling attention away from your training by your dog looking all over the ground or snapping at your fingers and you doing this and all that stuff. So as you're paying your dog, this is typically how I do it, especially with a trained dog or even a dog that's learning. So dog owners, just for an example, we're out. We ask our dog to sit. We say, yes, good sit. And we pay the dog. Okay, break. And then we break the dog. Okay, we get the dog back into position. We walk forward a little bit. Dog sit. Yes. And then we pay the dog. So you're using your yes marker as if you guys are familiar with clicker training. I remember somebody called me one time. They go, I'm a clicker trainer. I go, okay, so you use markers. Everyone uses markers. Like that's, I don't know. Let me know in the comments if it, maybe you know somebody who doesn't use markers. But of course, we all use markers. But a clicker is basically an audible indicator to the dog that they're about to get paid, right? So if you click and then you pay, you click and then you pay. I just use yes because I'll lose the clicker 1,000%, right? So a lot of times when my dog hears, it's like a charged marker. I want to know that when the dog hears yes, they should be turning around going, oh, I did something, pay me, right? So it gives us an opportunity to identify to the dog that they've done the thing that we wanted them to do at that exact moment, and it helps capture the behavior. Same thing for healing. What I'll do is I'll put a dog into a heel, especially even my own Mastiff, not my Shepherd, because she's like level 3 and she can just do what she wants at this point. She's like a retired working dog. So when I'm with my Mastiff, I'll use my direct good. So I'm not paying one at a time, although you can. Again, it can become kind of messy the water there. But if your dog is healing for longer periods of time, then I do. So I'll drop good. And then 10 seconds later, good. So just remember, guys, that, oh, I forgot my treats. I can't train. That doesn't mean anything. That means absolute diddly squat. You can still use your internal rewards. The things that you were born with, the things that your dog also really likes to hear is your voice. Good. And also, hey, great job. You do not need food, although it does help when you're capturing, you're teaching, you're learning, you're developing. But if you forget your food or you ran out, it's totally okay. Your dog has diarrhea or whatever. Just know your dog doesn't need it. Your dog doesn't expect it for the most part. But if you add it, it's good, but you don't need to depend on it. And also make sure that your timing is on board when you're doing this because it could make or break your training. I've seen using food too much can absolutely ruin dog training 1,000% because they have expectations that the food's coming. So all of a sudden you forgot your food or your dog's fasting or your dog has diarrhea or whatever. Now they go, oh, I must have not done it. Though this is confusing. Also, I've seen a lot of dogs not understand the actual cue, which means they do the circus. So many of my clients who come in, dog owners, they take their food, which is my chapstick, lip balm, whatever. They take their treat. They say, sit. The dog sits. They pay their dog. So the dog doesn't know the cue of sit coming out of their mouth. They know, let me know in the comments below if you're a victim of this. They know that when you do this, they put their butt on the ground. So the cue is this and not the word sit. So then you get your dog out of context. You say, dog, sit. They go, what the hell is that? And then you could come up and go, dog, hippo. And they go, oh, hippo. I know that. Because the cue is this, not the actual word. Therefore, when you're in reality, it has no utility. Sit doesn't mean anything. Recall means nothing. Heel means nothing. Down means nothing. Because the dog is actually being lured with food and not actually taught the behavior. Which might be a whole other video of how to get rid of using food and how to sequence out food, which might be a whole other video and podcast. But that's all I have today, guys. Follow me on Substack too. I've been making these quick little, I'm out with my dogs. They're peeing and pooping. I have these ideas. And instead of me sitting, because this is what happens. I literally was like, today I want to talk about this. And I hit record on the camera and I step up here and I put it on my podcast and my second YouTube channel. My Substack essentially is going to be all of my thoughts that I don't have an opportunity to actually put out there. And now I do because I'm just hitting record at the voice memo on my phone and I'm shipping it out to Substack. So all of my words, all of my ideas, and all of my thoughts are now out into the universe, whether that's good, bad, or ugly. You guys can click the link below, whether you're listening to this podcast or my second YouTube channel, to follow me on Substack. And we'll talk to you guys on the next one. Thanks for the support. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Bye.